This dude has stories about how he met the bitch, how he talked to the bitch, what he said to the hoe, the whole nine yards. He's got stories about.
Can't stand that herpy having ass bitch.
You should be rocking it, rocking it, rocking it.
This is the story of.
Outside of two pesos, piling my Jeep, two in the morning, but it's on with this Houston heat. Ain't nothing on my mind besides a sleep. Roll to the beach, I'm hoping I can catch a summer breeze. I'm watching how the waves flow low, caught in a thought and amazed as the days go drifting. Memories of what it was and what it could have been, and where the tragedy begins. Tamika thought that she had what it took to be a superstar. Friends in high places, dreams and a look. A small-town perception of a lifestyle, a bus pass straight to hell, and a friendly smile, unaware that her friends were her enemies. Said they were producers, but now they work at Mickey D's. So now she's living at the same damn bus stop. She fell prey to the Hollywood paradox. Dictate my observation that the rhymes keep flowing. For everyone that comes up, another one drops in the Hollywood paradox. And ties. I'm face to face with the truth and they shouldn't die. I see my brothers riding the Harleys up and down a strip, living like an Oreo, riding on a white man's dick, feeling for a role as a brown black actor. He overlooks one factor, he's living Hollywood, that means he's acting now. And if he's asked to be real, will he know how? To be the black role model and the public figure? Cause if not, they'll be calling you a dumb black nigga, a punk with no funk who went pop and got dropped by the Hollywood paradox.
Check 1, 2. Big Mike, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct. Max City Limits Radio Show, MaxCity.com, the defunct website. But like I said, not totally defunct. If you are a member of the Patreon, you know, that you could still get a bite of a little something something of the most prolific hood porn producer ever. That's right, man. Big Mike. In these Midwest streets. Y'all gotta forgive me, man. I gotta get my chops back, man. I'm not really firing on all cylinders. Not at all. Not in the least, man. So it's gonna take me a while to get back into the flow. Especially since I've not been having a good week. I mean, I've not been having a good 4 or 5 months, but this particular week has been particularly taxing. Yeah. Will y'all allow me to vent just a little bit before I get into some other topics that y'all may be interested in? Oh, man. I'm supposed to go and get fitted for my prosthetics today for my two legs. And of course, dealing with niggas, dealing with Funky Finger Transportation Company. Oh my God, man. I've been dealing with this transportation company, man, trying to get me back and forth from A to B, B to C, C to D, man, for the past like couple months. And it's just been a goddamn nightmare, man. I don't know. It's these foreigners, man, these Nigerians or Ugandans. I don't know, man. It's just these niggas, man. I mean, I don't know what to say, man. A lot of people say, you know, things like people overseas, Africans have a better work ethic. Nigga, I can't tell. Because they have been just totally fucking up. I mean, just every time I turn around, man, they cannot keep their appointments, man. I say, look, you need to pick me up at 2. Come and pick me up at 2. All right? But no, man. It's like, shit, they pick me up way too early or way too goddamn late. In this particular instance, today, they were supposed to pick me up at 12 because my appointment with the prosthetics people was at 1. And, you know, the motherfuckers never even showed up, man. And then I had to call them, and they was like, oh, well, our driver had a flat. Well, wouldn't it have been nice for y'all to let me know that this bitch-ass nigga had a flat? Hello? So I could have made some sort of arrangements to get to my prosthetics appointment. This is an important appointment. I've been trying to get to see these people for the past, like, fucking 30 to 45 days, man. I'm tired of sitting in this goddamn wheelchair, man. Oh my God, man. That's the worst part about this shit. Like, not having no legs, nigga. It's just, you gotta rely on everybody for everything, bruh. It is driving me crazy, bruh. Driving me goddamn bats. So I had to reschedule that shit, man. And everybody is just, oh, this COVID shit, man, it's got everybody just, no one has any sort of hustle. No one has any sort of work ethic. Everybody's just lackadaisical about shit. No one wants to work, bruh. For real. So I had to reschedule that bullshit, man. You know what I mean? And I gotta, like, ask people for help, man. I'm not used to this shit. Just asking just folks for help all the time, man. You know what I mean? And one thing that's really taxing on me, man, just, like, sitting in a wheelchair, especially talking to women, man. I got to look up to women when I'm having conversations with them, man. I mean, little subtle shit like that, man, just bugs the shit out of me, man. I'm used to being in a position of authority and a position of power. And just me sitting down and looking up to anybody, you know what I mean? Especially a woman, you know what I mean? And being just, you know, needing a woman's help. You know what I'm saying? Oh, nigga, it's killing me. And like I said, just me looking up to a woman and just having to humble myself. Be like, yo, bitch, I ain't got no legs.
I need help. What in the fuck? It is storming outside. It is perfect. Perfect weather to vent. Yeah, man. Shit, man. And then another thing happened today. I was supposed to get my motorized wheelchair, my electric wheelchair today. And I've been waiting on that shit for, yeah, since the 1st of October. And it is now the 7th. Been waiting 6 days for that shit. And it was supposed to get delivered today. And guess what? Mm-mm. They're behind schedule. So that didn't even show up. I'm like, is anything going to go right? Is anybody going to get off their fucking ass and do what they're supposed to do? You know? And so this is where I see what my worth is. This was the appeal of the broads fucking with me. Because am I the only Negro on this planet, man, who knows the whole concept of my word is bond? Am I the only one that understands that, look, when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. When I say I'm going to do something, I'll get it done. Am I the only one? What the fuck, man? You know what I'm saying? So, no prosthetic appointment for you today. No. Fucking Nigerian, Ugandan fuck niggas. Don't have the common decency to call me and tell me we ain't going to make it. You're going to have to make other arrangements to get to your appointment. They just, they got a flat. I'm like, what the fuck? What? I'm like, okay. And then I ordered this shit, like I said, this chair from Amazon, man. And that shit didn't show up. This shit is just pissing me the fuck off, man. Yeah, but like I said, man, I'm sitting in the wheelchair. I don't know if I told y'all, man, but when I got home, bruh, I'm like, this is once again in the vein of no one wants to do their fucking job. While I was at the rehab center, these cocksuckers, I don't know if I told y'all, man, they just didn't want to do shit. They didn't want to do shit, man. So like I said, I got to the crib. They didn't do any home visits to make sure that when I went back home, everything was going to be Gucci. Everything was going to be cool. I was going to be able to get around the house. You know what I mean? I wasn't going to have any obstructions. I wasn't going to have any situations where I couldn't get into the bathroom, where I couldn't navigate the kitchen. And you know, they ain't do none of that shit, man. And you know, and I had this funny feeling that they was spinning me, because every time I would go to the social worker or go to the administrator and be like, yo, are y'all going to go out and do the home visit? Are y'all going to order me this wheelchair? Are y'all going to do this, that? Oh, yeah, we're working on it. Oh, yeah, we ordered it. Oh, yeah. Man, come to find out, they ain't do none of that shit, nigga. Because as soon as I got to the crib, like I told y'all, I was forced to crawl around my house for like 2 days because I could not get in any of the rooms because the wheelchair was too big. It wouldn't go through any of the doorways. But they were supposed to remedy that shit by coming out, measuring the doorways to make sure that whatever wheelchair they got me, bought me, or sent me home with would actually go through the doors. They ain't do none of that shit. Didn't measure jack shit. So, nah, man. I'm like army low crawling through the house for like 2 days, man. I'm like, what the fuck? Really? Mm-hmm. And so my wifey, who actually works for an agency who sends out home health aides, you know, she got to connect on that shit, to plug on that shit. So she got some of her folks in on the shit, man. And she got her people out here, you know, some of her nurses and nurses aides and social workers and shit. And they went ahead and investigated the shit, and turns out, you know, when they investigated, no one gave any sort of inquiry, or no one contacted the insurance people about shit as far as getting me a wheelchair. No, not at all. Yeah, so they fucking flat out goddamn lied to me, dog. You know what I'm saying? Flat out fucking lied to me, man. Ugh.
stress. The stress. Having to depend on folks, man, is just killing me, man. And fellas, I appreciate y'all, man. Just, you know, just hanging in there with me, man. You know, I'm not really, like I said, too much in the mood to be doing any sort of programs or shows, man. But I definitely got to come on here. I mean, y'all been supporting the brother, man. So I gotta put some skin in the game, man. I've been had y'all waiting too long, especially for an audio joint, man. You know what I mean? Cats really love the audio joints. And let me say something about the audio joints, man, as far as the podcast aspect versus the video aspect. Me doing the videos, that's kind of like the lazy man's way of doing this shit because, you know, I could just jump on, do a video blog, and it's a lot less intensive as far as bells and whistles are concerned, man. So I can easily crank them out with ease. You know what I mean? But actually, when I'm doing an audio joint, when I'm doing a podcast, strictly audio, there's a lot more that goes into that, man. It's got a lot more of a creative process, man. So, I mean, when you see me doing a audio podcast, for the most part, a podcast, that's because I have time. You know what I mean? I have time to fuck with it, man. A lot of times if my heart's not really into sitting down and playing with shit, you know, adding bells and whistles, you're going to see me do a video blog, a vlog, just to let y'all know that, man. And, bruh, I don't know, man. This is forcing me to reevaluate some things. I don't know if it's reevaluate is the right term. I don't know. Because, how can I put it? Y'all know how I am, man. I'm not on here, and I don't never want y'all to be bitter towards women, man. I don't want y'all to be angry or just, you know, just have that, just that crazy ass incel, I hate women's spirit or vibe, man. You know what I mean? And every now and then, you know, it skirts the line. Every now and then it does. But for the most part, I think I have a pretty even-keeled approach, man. You know what I mean? And especially now, bruh. Especially now, I think I told y'all, man, that me being in this predicament, in this situation, all the fun is gone. The bitches done dried up, and I don't really hear from them or see them and shit, man. But how can I, man, bruh? I don't know how to put this, man. Whoever is here right about now is supposed to be here. What do I mean by that? Okay, there's three females that's on the squad, that's on the team, which I've always known deep down really do care about me. You know what I mean? Because women are like cats, man, and you're always second guessing yourself when it comes to women. You're like, damn, man, you know, is this bitch using me? Does she like me? Does she care about me? I mean, a lot of times it's just really hard to read a woman, man, because, like I said, how can you read a cat? No, you can't necessarily read a cat. I mean, a cat is a cat. You can't really train a cat. Cats are going to do whatever the fuck they want to do in their own time when they feel like doing it. You know what I'm saying? And so, I got three women on the team, three women on the squad right now, man. That's been coming through like gangbusters, man, since I've had this leg situation. When I was on dialysis, I mean, they kind of was hit and miss, man. But ever since the trauma has happened, man, Boss Chick, Hydra, and Wifey, Man, they've been moving me to low-key tears. Just to see them move into action, man, and make sure that I'm all right, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. I mean, as much as I lambast Boss Chick and Hydra for their gold-digging tendencies, you know what I mean? Like I said, man, I mean, they've been over here making sure I'm all right, son. You know what I mean? Baby, you okay? Baby, you need something? You need me to go to the store? You need your clothes washed? You know, I know you can't really take care of your grandmama how you used to. I mean, you need me to wash the dishes? You need me to cook for you? You need me to run the sweeper? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I even had Donna get real vulgar. Like, you need me to wipe your ass for you? I'm like, no, I don't need none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, baby, I'm like, look, if you need me, call me. I got you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, wow, really? You know what I mean? Just when you think, you know, a bitch ain't shit. They went ahead, they hit you over the head with the hammer, man. And, you know, you got to reevaluate and reassess. I mean, your connection with them, your relationship with them, man, because, I mean, you're thinking it's all superficial. You're thinking that, you know, this bitch don't get two fucks about me. But, man, I'm trying to tell you, some of the, you know, this, bruh. I don't know. I might post some of the text messages that I done got, man, from them. I mean, some really heartfelt shit, man. I mean, bruh, it's on some Lifetime channel, Harley Quinn romance shit that they been hitting me with, man. You know what I mean? Now, I always knew wifey was true. You know what I mean? I mean, it just don't matter what we go through, she always gonna be there, man. But I ain't gonna front, man. The surprise was Boss Chick and Hydra, man. You know how, just, man, I don't know. I ain't even got words, man. But that leads me to the whole concept of relationships, man. I mean, don't let anybody ever tell you, man, that the particular relationship that you have with a woman, it's not the right kind of relationship. Whatever relationship you have with a woman that you have worked out or fleshed out, if it's working for you and it's working for her, then it is what it is, man. Who says that y'all have to have a conventional relationship? A monogamous relationship? A boyfriend-girlfriend relationship? You know what I mean? I mean, like I said, whatever sort of arrangement that y'all work out, if it's working for you, it's working for you. Like I said, man, me and Hydra and Boss Chick, man, I mean, I done told y'all, it is like a low-key marriage, man. It's just on our terms. I mean, they both have significant others. You know what I mean? Boyfriends or whatever you want to call it, but you know, that's the funny thing about them having so-called boyfriends. Like, if you, like, I don't know how serious they are about these so-called boyfriends when I go to their Facebook page and I look at what's going on their Facebook page. And if they not claiming the nigga on their Facebook page, then I know it ain't serious. You know what I mean? Because you know how broads are, especially on Facebook. I mean, they quick to throw up their relationship status. Oh, yeah, they quick to throw that shit up. You know, taken in a serious relationship, or it's complicated, or when, you know how chicks do it, man. But when I go to their page and, you know, I don't see them hugged up with no nigga, or I don't see them, you know, like I said, with their little relationship status showing for all to see. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, okay. I know what this is. You know, because, I mean, truth be told,
Hydra and Boss Chick, I mean, they not the type of bitches that's going to settle down, man. It's like almost impossible for them to settle down. And at this age in their life, man, you know, they both, let me see. Man, I think Boss Chick is 40 now. And I know Hydra is in her 40s. Shit, man. Yeah. And that's the crazy thing. Ooh, shit. Y'all hear that? Man. They both good chicks, man, in a weird sort of way, man. It's just they just can't seem to be like no one nigga broad, man. You know what I mean? It's just that it just ain't in them. It just ain't in them, man. I mean, you really got to hold on, y'all. Like I said, I'm scatterbrained, man. This thundering and lightning is, you know, throwing me off. Hold on. Drink a little something right quick. Yeah, man, they just not the type of chicks, man, it's just gonna just settle the fuck down, man. You know, and they get real bored real easy, and it's a match made in heaven. My old decrepit ass, because ain't nobody gonna want my old ass right about now. I mean, I'm on my last leg, fellas. Enjoy me while you can. I'm on dialysis, have my legs chopped off. But the old lion is still going to give it his all. Going to give it my last hurrah. That's right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be walking around with pig legs. Still hollering at these young scandalous ass broads out here. That's right. But yeah, man. Nah, I don't want y'all to be angry. I don't want y'all to be bitter, man. You know, if you go ahead and lay the appropriate framework, the appropriate foundation with a woman, man. I mean, you can build a pretty solid foundation and relationship with a woman, man. It may not be conventional, but it can be respectful and it can be rewarding all at the same time. Shit, man. Mm-hmm. And allow me to say it has transcended. I mean, it has transcended sex a long time ago. It ain't even about that shit no more, man. I'm not even, that's the furthest thing on my mind right now. Son of a bitch. One chocolate chip. Ha, 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 ha. The count in this bitch. Man, that's crazy. Hey, y'all. All right. Let me take me a little break. Nah, matter of fact, let me cut this on short, man. Cut it short. Trying to limit these joints to like 30 minutes tops, man. 30 minutes tops. Don't want to be getting long-winded, bruh. But just want to give shout-outs and thanks to everybody, man. Once again, for hanging in there with me, man. Just hang on, y'all. Got to get my chops back, man. Got to get back into the flow. Shit. Well, this is Big Mike coming at you live and direct. Maxi Limits Radio Show, maxi.com. And I'm Professor X, man. For real this time. Funny how life imitates art, ain't it? I'm on here popping my gums about the mutant. The man with the mutant powers in the wheelchair. Now look at me. Now look at me, son. Yeah, man. Big Mike and I'm Big out. Big Mike and I'm Big out. Big Mike and I'm out.
Never in the history of the game has it been such a difference. Tricks running low, cocks pushing harder than ever.
Everybody's crying. Could it be I'm dying? Bullet in my head, in the bed I was lying. tell her I love her with an IV in my arm. I took a picture for an album cover. Goddamn, this shit's a trip, G. Five different doctors with needles trying to stick me. I hear my family hollering he needs us. During the confusion, man, I seen Jesus. My mom's on the phone, long distance from New York. Here comes the doctors again, trying to rip me apart. I got a monkey on my back, I can't shake this. I'm having suicidal thoughts, hoping that I don't make it. But I'ma make it, cause something steady urging me. 5 hours passed, I made it through surgery. And the doctor said I wouldn't make it through the night. But God told me everything is gonna be alright. And I'm glad that I'm here, G. But it's fucked up I had to lose an eye to see shit clearly. Oh man, I made it. I made it. And everyone gets to hear my story. I made it. But don't try this at your home. Learn from my mistakes. Kick the beat in, Beto.